Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Let's go on a Saturday night. Emmanuel Barbari with you. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. 888-808-1019. We'll get into the Giants' rare opportunity. And speaking of rare, I got a gripe. I rarely, you know, pick this up with anyone. I had a rare gripe, an appalling comment made by someone prominent here at The Fan. We'll clear the air with him in just a few minutes. But coming off this week and the Yankee postmortem, I understand everyone needs their pound of flesh, right? This happens year after year after year. It's human nature. 888-808-1019. I understand everyone needs the victim, needs somebody to point the finger at. But listening to Brian Cashman, I don't understand how we could listen to what Brian Cashman had to say and act like he didn't do everything in his own power to get the Yankees over the top this year. I just can't see it any other way. Sometimes you get beat. Sometimes another team is better. Sometimes another team has your number. We see it in every sport. We see it every year. All you can do as an executive is what Brian Cashman did this year. That's all he could do. You put the best team on the field that you think possible, and when holes present themselves, you plug them. You do everything possible to shore up your team and try to get that team over the top. And that's what Brian Cashman has done year after year after year. And yeah, the Yankees are in a drought. But all he could do in this particular instance, and basically echoed in the postmortem press conference this week, all he could do, field the best team, and his lapses popped up, you plug him. 888-808-1019. You need a third baseman? You go and get a third baseman. You stabilize the left side of the infield. You need bullpen? You know, bullpen was a major problem middle of the season. You turn over, you revitalize the bullpen. You need balance? You need bench help? You need some right-hand hitters? You need some speed? You need some athleticism? Well, go and get Caballero. Go and get Rosario. All Brian Cashman could do is what he did. So it's tough to sit here. And yeah, the Yankees fell short. And Brian Cashman basically uttered exactly what was on my mind this week about why the Yankees fell short.
we could not solve the Toronto Blue Jays this year. They rolled us in the regular season. They rolled us in the postseason. And bottom line, we didn't earn the right to move forward. It's as simple as that. I don't think it's about leadership. I just think it's about competition, you know, at a given moment in time.
Toronto is better. They proved it all year. They were better than the New York Yankees in 2025. They're better. Does that mean Brian Cashman himself fell short? Absolutely not. All you could do as an executive is what Brian Cashman did this year. All right, Juan Soto walks. He goes across town. You were just in the World Series the year before. And a generational superstar bolts cross town. All right, how do you get the team back to the exact same win total, or more, or maybe a little bit less, but how do you get the team ideally back to the same exact win total and an opportunity to replicate that run? How do you do it? You pivot. You bring in Cody Bellinger. Check. You pivot to Max Fried. Check. A Paul Goldschmidt. You get a full year out of Jazz Chisholm at second base. That was a Cashman move from last year, last deadline. You try to shore up the bullpen. You clearly add to the starting rotation and you hedge a possible Gerrit Cole injury. You go into the season. You operate your plan B. And when holes present themselves, when warning signs flare up, you address them. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Third base problem? Plug it. Bullpen? That became a major problem. You overhaul it. You promote one of your promising young starting pitchers from down under, Cam Schlittler. There were player development wins all over the place. You know, you talk to people across the league, and absent the outcome, absent the result of the Yankees getting bounced by a team that was better all year, Toronto. You talk to anybody, Brian Cashman had an executive of the year type of season. You know, from plan B to then when holes popped up and the way he gave Aaron Boone and the team the best chance to win, the best possible personnel down the stretch. Sometimes you just lose. Doesn't make it easy. It's a bitter pill to swallow, especially when your opponent, your rival, is celebrating on your field. On your field. Inside Yankee Stadium. And I openly mocking you for a third time in 4 years. It's not easy. It stings for anybody. Doesn't mean that Brian Cashman didn't put his best foot forward? I can't see it that way. You want to say guys underachieved, which there was plenty of that in the postseason. You want to say something didn't quite click with this team? Yeah, I'd agree with you. On paper, Aaron Boone said, you know, this was the best team, the best well-rounded team, best overall team that he'd had. That he'd gone to war with into the postseason. And yeah, on paper, that's 100% the truth. But that's why championships aren't won on paper. Something was off. Something didn't click at the end of the day. But all Brian Cashman can do is supply that team. You know, try to create the most well-balanced roster. And that's why championship teams, you know it, I know it, you see it, you feel it. When that team is there, when that special it factor presents itself, there's that connection. There's that joy factor. You know it when you're watching it. That's why not everybody can assemble a championship team year after year. You can get all these guys that look good on paper, get a lot of guys that produce, which is what Cashman did. Doesn't guarantee you the result. as tough as that is to swallow. If sometimes the guy doesn't want you. I was thinking about this watching Shohei Ohtani last night put up the best performance in baseball history. The Yankees wanted Shohei Ohtani badly. That was another could have been Brian Cashman move. And that set off a ripple effect the last few years of moves the Yankees have made instead of Shohei Ohtani. You're thinking about what that could have been. You know, sometimes you like the girl doesn't like you back. Is that an indictment on Brian Cashman or the Yankee front office? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
The point being, all you can do is build the best possible team, and then when lapses present themselves, you plug them. That's all Brian Cashman did. If we put the result aside, and we're not going to, because that's going to sit in our minds all offseason, and it won't truly feel any better until the Yankees are the last team standing again. But if we did put that result aside, now Cashman had an executive of the year type of season. Something just didn't click with this team. I can't put that on him. And his assessment of Toronto and them just being better all year and having the Yankees number, yeah, that's the story of 2025. Aptly put. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get to my rare gripe. A crazy comment. Someone prominent on these airwaves took to social media. And I thought I was reading a fake post, like a fake account. We'll clear the air in just a few minutes. 888-808-1019. Jay leads us off from Jersey. Jay.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
What's up?
You know, about the Yankees are all a bunch of sluggers, no?
Yeah, mostly, but they're not all sluggers. They hit a lot of home runs, but you don't look at everyone in that lineup and say, that's a slugger.
Yeah, but they're striking out too much, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. 100%. That's a big reason they got eliminated.
And this is all Cashman's fault. Can't we agree on that?
How is it all Cashman's fault?
He put it together, bro.
He did, but does he go out there and strike out?
Well, yeah. I just believe the problem's probably with the guy that put this together, because you can't blame it all on the hitters when you have somebody making these poor decisions.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them poor decisions, Jay. I appreciate the call. Thanks for making it. Of course, there's some buck stops with me accountability at the executive level, and Brian Cashman shared that disappointment. But yeah, some of it is on the players. They go out there, and it's a really hard game, and you face the elite of the elite pitching, and we see it time and time again. Yankees have gotten mowed down a lot in the postseason by this top-shelf pitching. Brian Cashman didn't intentionally try to put guys in place that were going to strike out all the time. He tried to build the most well-balanced roster with some emphasis on athleticism this year and some more situational hitting. And then when there were holes, he tried to plug them. And the team didn't come through, especially against Toronto, all year. Richard in Manhattan. Richard.
Emmanuel, I'm going to be very specific, and I hope you can answer it specifically. Most important game of the Yankee season this year was Game 3 against the Boston Red Sox in the playoff. They went with a simple formula. Schleter as far as he can go, and then Bednar. Now, what is the significance of using Schleter and Bednar? The best starting pitcher they had at that time, and the best relief pitcher at that time. Am I correct?
You're talking about Cam Schlittler in Game 3 against Boston?
Yeah, of course.
The significance is you get a great starting pitching performance in the postseason. You ride it. And
no, wait. You're circling it. You're being circuitous. At that moment, the best starting pitcher was Schlitter, and the best relief pitcher was Bednar. That's what they did, and it worked.
Well,
that's my point.
Richard, I appreciate that comment.
Wait,
I appreciate the call. It's Schlittler, first and foremost. And he was not the Yankees' best starting pitcher at that stage. Max Fried was their best pitcher all year. Carlos Rodon was right behind Max Fried. Cam Schlittler, I think, quickly worked his way. I love Cam Schlittler. He worked his way rapidly into all of our circle of trust. And they used him. And he had an all-time, not just for a rookie, an all-time playoff performance. Period. I'm not quite sure what your point was there. He had an all-time performance. You take 8 shutout with no walks and 12 strikeouts. Where do you sign for anybody? That's not the guarantee. And it certainly wasn't a guarantee considering that was your number 3 starter. He wasn't their best pitcher all year. He emerged late. But yeah, that's a significance. What he did. Not that that was the expectation. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I can't put this on Brian Cashman for the roster that he assembled. And came up short. But he did all that he possibly could from his vantage point all year, in my mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.